Postcard Memories is a weekly series of historic postcard views and photos submitted by Marcel Rousseau. Some were previously published by the Aurelia Museum of Art and History and in the book Postcard Memories Aurelia. As a tribute to Gordon Lightfoot, who died on May 1, we are republishing this story. The Teen Timers was formed in September of 1954 with Bill Hughes singing bass, Gord Lightfoot baritone, Terry Whalen lead and Bob Branch tenor. With only 3 months' practice, the group entered the Ontario Championship competition at Massey Hall and placed 6th out of 14 quartets. Throughout the rest of the term they did an average of 2 engagements a week at service clubs, town gatherings and school events. They lined up a job at a Muskoka lodge and spent a solid summer of singing and good times. Twice weekly, they appeared in the resort's floor show and at other hotels in the district. Late in the summer of 1955 they received an offer to go to New York to try a couple of records, but a couple of the boys wanted to further their education and the offer was declined. In November 1955 the Teen Timers placed second in the Ontario Barbershop Championships at St. Catharines. Despite its popularity, the group disbanded and Lightfoot moved to Los Angeles, California to study at Hollywood's Westlake College of Music. He returned to Canada in the early 1960s and teamed up with Terry Whalen in a duo called the Two Tones. The Two Tones performed at the coffeehouses in the Toronto folk scene as well as dance halls and resorts around Aurelia and Muskoka. They released an album called Two Tones at the Village Corner, recorded live at the Village Corner in Toronto on January 20, 1962. The Two Tones also released a single later that year with two songs that were recorded in the studio called Lessons in Love and Sweet Polly. Both records are scarce and highly collectible. Shortly after, Lightfoot went on to develop his own career, gaining recognition as a songwriter with the release of his debut album, Lightfoot, in 1966. Terry pursued other careers but continued to sing at local theater groups and later with the Tom DeMaurice Orchestra and the Glenn Miller Tribute Band. Whalen was living in Washougal when he passed away on July 31, 2004.